Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome to another beautiful episode of the Winning Every Day podcast, where we inspire your spirit, fuel your faith, and get you ready to win every single day. I'm so excited to have you tune in today. Whether you're driving to work, preparing for your day, or listening during your quiet time, thank you for being part of this growing faith family. Today's devotional topic is one that will strengthen your heart and reignite your focus as you move through life's journey. It's titled Running the Race with Endurance, and our Bible text today is taken from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Let me begin today's message with the story of Derek Redmond, an Olympic marathon runner. At the 1992 Barcelona Olympics, Derek Redmond was running the 400-meter semifinal, a race he had trained years for. But halfway through, he suddenly felt a sharp pain and fell to the ground with a torn hamstring. His Olympic dream seemed shattered. Yet, in that painful moment, Derek did something remarkable. He got up, limping, determined to finish the race. The crowd watched in awe. Then, from the stands, his father ran down onto the track, wrapped his arm around his son, and together, step by step, they finished the race. The stadium erupted in tears and applause, not because Derek won, but because he didn't give up. He endured. Beloved, life is not always about how fast you run, but how faithfully you endure. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, let us run with endurance the race set before us. You see, life is a race, not a sprint, but a marathon. It's filled with hills, valleys, surprises, and sometimes setbacks. But the question today is, how are you running your race? Are you running with focus, with faith, with patience? Or are you growing weary and discouraged? Friend, it's okay to feel tired sometimes. It's okay to stumble, but don't stop running. The same way Derek's father came alongside him, God is running with you. He's your strength when you're weak. He's your encourager when you're fainting. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 reminds us, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. No matter what stage of the race you're in today, whether it's the starting line or the final lap, God's grace is enough to carry you through. Let me ask you, have you ever felt like giving up? Like the journey is too hard or the vision is taking too long? Here's the word for you today. Keep running. Don't quit on your dreams. Don't give up on your faith, because the one who called you is faithful, and he will complete what he started in you. Philippians 1 verse 6. Sometimes we get distracted. We start comparing ourselves to others. But remember, the race God gave you is yours. Don't measure your progress by someone else's path. Ask yourself, what weights am I carrying that slow me down? Is it fear, doubt, sin, distractions? Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 says, lay aside every weight, let it go. You don't need excess baggage to run this race. Instead, fix your eyes on Jesus, your ultimate goal, your finish line, your strength. Today, take a moment to reflect. What race has God set before me in this season? What challenges am I facing that require endurance? What can I lay aside so I can run better? Remember, endurance is built in the process, not in comfort. Every challenge is shaping your faith, refining your character, and preparing you for your crown. Here's your action point for the day. Make a decision to keep running. Spend time in prayer. Ask God for renewed strength. Encourage someone else who may be struggling in their race. Remind them, you're not alone. We're all running toward victory in Christ. As you go today, let's make this declaration of faith together. Say this with me out loud, with boldness and faith. Today, I run my race with endurance. I will not give up. I will not be discouraged. I fix my eyes on Jesus, my strength, my guide, and my reward. I'm filled with divine energy, focus, and perseverance. I will finish strong in Jesus' name. Say that again with conviction. I will finish strong. Let's pray. Father, thank you for today's word. Thank you for reminding us that life's race is not about speed, but endurance. Strengthen every listener today. Renew their faith. Remove every weight slowing them down. Fill them with courage to keep going. And Lord, let your presence guide their steps as they run their race with joy and purpose. Bless their day and let them win in every area of life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Family, I believe you've been blessed today. Remember, no matter what you face, you have the grace to endure and the strength to finish. If this message touched your heart, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, a loved one, or someone who needs encouragement. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the Winning Everyday podcast so you never miss a moment of inspiration. Go out today and run your race with joy, with focus, and with endurance. Till next time, keep winning every day, because with Jesus, you can't lose.
Should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.